This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the Thursday, February 6th, DJ The Adventure, pushing the envelope conversationally. A lot of things that ought to get more clarification. I mean, I don't know if you know, when you get down to the impeachment, kind of acquittal over, is there anything else that's there other than the ancillary things from people taking shots at Mitt Romney? Or are they going to take shots at the Democrats? Just come on. All right, so what do you have to add to the conversation,
Jennifer? Well, I think the president's response.
Did I say Jennifer Horn was here, Victoria Keenan is here, and Kara Schilling is here? Okay, hi. Happy birthday, by the way. Jennifer turned 30 today. Happy birthday to her.
Yes. Well, multiple times I've turned 30.
I think this
no
is
need to go into that.
Isn't this the 10th anniversary of your 30th birthday, if I remember correctly?
A few. Yeah, right. I don't know when I got old, but here I am. Whatever. You're I used old. To be the young one. Now I'm like the old grandmother. My old grandma. All right, so speaking of old grandmas, President Trump will be speaking about 9 o'clock 9 o'clock West Coast time. When is he going to be speaking?
9 o'clock?
I think 9 o'clock my time. So I think noon your time. I had to double check that. About his recent acquittal in the U.S. Senate. He's right now getting ready to speak as we speak at the National Prayer Breakfast. So he'll be appearing there and then addressing the nation about what he says was a big victory yesterday. Of course, he would probably say that because he was acquitted. Now, if you missed it, the votes really went down to party lines. No Democrats jumped ship from the Democratic caucus, and one Republican on one article of impeachment, Mitt Romney, jumped ship from Republicans. He voted with Democrats on the first article of impeachment, which was abuse of power. He voted not guilty on obstruction, which was the second article of impeachment. The Democrats, for their part, have promised to continue investigations. Jerry Nadler came out yesterday and said the House is going to get right back to work investigating the president, and they're going to subpoena John Bolton. And I don't really see, honestly, I wish I could say I see an end in sight. I don't see an end in sight. I think this continues on, certainly, well into 2020.
Hey!
Yay!
Just some footage from, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs parade.
Now, that was a show.
My phone has a demon in it and wants to watch it, so, yeah.
Yeah, trying to watch that car chase?
Yeah, speaking of demons, that car chase ended up right
what
in the
happened?
Middle of the parade.
Tell me the story about the car
about
chase.
The car
what
chase?
Happened?
Yeah, so there was somebody who was under the influence, who was intoxicated. Actually, two someones, I think, were in the car. And they led police on a chase right into the middle of the Kansas City Chiefs parade route. And in Los Angeles, this is how you know you're in Missouri and not in L.A. In Los Angeles, if there's a car chase, they let them go from one end of the state to the other. I mean, literally, they just follow them. Because God forbid we try to stop the guy. We're just going to take a slow chase. And so that's what people do, and the news copters go crazy. The police in Missouri, however, props to you. I'm giving you some applause there because they actually put out a spike strip and stopped the guy, spun him around so that they could get him out of the car, and they were able to arrest him without people getting hurt. There was also another bit of controversy with the Kansas City Chiefs parade, and that is that many of the people who were in attendance at the parade were a little tweaked that some of the players showed up drunk and that they were drinking beer during the parade. I don't know what you expect. I've seen many of these championship things, these parades, and they don't show up stone cold sober, that's for sure. They start early on Celebration Day. A little bit of disappointment, I think, from Kansas City fans.
All right. The coronavirus is a baby. Is it here? Where is this baby get tested?
In Wuhan.
Oh, okay. In China. All right. So
new case in Massachusetts, though. Massachusetts.
Yeah. Massachusetts. There are, but it continues to be. It's not a non-story because it's important for people to follow and know what's going on. But the event, it is not the plague that some people are painting it to be. Is it dangerous? Yeah, if you've got a bad immune system, it's very dangerous. But any flu is very, anything. If you've got a bad immune system, you get cancer, you can get anything. Just building up your, using all the best food that you can eat to build up your immune system, taking supplements like vitamin D. Most of us, I had one of my physicals the other day, and the blood work showed that I, even though I take vitamin D, the stuff that Jack has, it's some standard process, and I'm in the sun in the summertime, 8 hours a day, usually on the farm, I still have a lack of vitamin D. I don't get it.
Most of us do.
Yeah, right. Gail King.
I think more than being scared of the coronavirus, though, I have to say I'm more scared of the quarantine. Because all it takes is someone with it to stand next to you, and then you're sitting at the military ramada for two weeks.
Look at all those people on that ship that are there in a petri dish.
Yep.
And just cook it and cook it and cook it some more. So, Gail King was interviewing somebody, I think a lady from the WNBA named Lisa Leslie.
One of the most famous players, from the WNBA.
Right. She was friends with Kobe, and Gail went down the dark street about Kobe and his background and what happened during that period when there was much speculation about him as being faithful and all that other stuff. So is it appropriate now? The charges were dropped in 2004. He apologized to the person that he did whatever he did with, paid her off. So is it fair to ask that question would be, or any question like that that is difficult? So it may be Gail King today. It could be somebody else tomorrow, Wolf Blitzer, whoever it is, asking questions that are considered to be difficult. Is this fair? Is this what the news media is supposed to do? And one
does dying give you a pass from what you did as alive?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it overwhelms his other accomplishments. It's a fact.
I guess the guest knows that that's the kind of interview that it's going to be. But I don't know. I mean, the person who was in the WNBA, she was obviously friends with him. And if you're going to ask the question, then I think you have to face the repercussions of whatever the answer is. And I think... Mm-hmm. Lisa Leslie defended him and only said good things about him. And I think the main reason that people are upset with Gail King is not necessarily because she asked the question about Kobe, but because there are all these pictures floating around of her with Weinstein and how she didn't seem to ask any questions about him. It's like she asked the question to R. Kelly and about Kobe and stuff.
Can we all acknowledge that we're all hypocrites? I am so tired. It's like... I guess because I deal with it every day in politics, it's like every day it's, how can you say that when you support Trump who does this? Or how can you say that when you've hung out with Harvey Weinstein? Everybody's a hypocrite. Nobody is perfect. This idea that somehow someone's ever going to be able to present a perfect life is just so ridiculous. We need to all take a breath. It's just way too much. Yeah, it's way too much. Because show me a person who doesn't have
perfect.
Something they're ashamed
glass
of in their
houses,
past.
Rocks,
come on.
All that stuff. Yep.
It's so gross. And then we say all these nasty things about somebody, and then they die, and then all of a sudden they're God. It's like, can we just acknowledge everybody's human, and we are judged by the totality of our souls, not just one thing.
Kobe's wife has handled this very well. Everything.
I agree.
All of
this. I think she's done a good job.
Everybody here in Los Angeles looking at the situation, if you read into it around the country, she has done a remarkably good job of holding herself together. And it is obviously very difficult for anybody to go through something like that. So kudos to her under the circumstances. Other famous people passing away. Kirk Douglas passed away yesterday at the age of 103. Tributes coming in to him, his movie career, people that he was friendly with, what his activities were outside of movies, all that sort of stuff. A review of his life, appropriate. He's a great actor and quite a good humanitarian, as opposed to Bernie Madoff, who says he's dying and he wants out. What a creep. So, yes or no? Bernie out of jail? How's it? Everybody
Why
in favor
are we
going
to let everybody else out of jail?
Yeah, and a lot of people who are not, big names suffer and die in jail. So why should Bernie Madoff be any different?
He shouldn't. He's got terminal kidney failure at the age of 81. Got 18 months. He was arrested, 2000? It's been 10, 12 years.
Longer. I think he went in 2009. Yeah, is when
everybody
he first
knows
went to jail.
Story.
Yeah.
So the question here is, should he get out of jail? The answer is no. Right? Do we all agree on that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, you can say I want to get out of jail, but no one who's in jail wants to be in jail. Yeah. So I don't think that's really a good argument.
No. See you later, Bernie. Have a nice life.
I mean, don't they go to hospitals anyway? I think that's
I think so. Oh, well, you know, I was one who said he shouldn't be in jail anyway because they should take all his money away and have him work for minimum wage and all the money goes to help people that he screwed over. I think that's a much better way. But at this point, he can't do that work anyway, so he might as well sit and rot in jail and be done with it. 16, how's that for being sweet? 16 past the hour on Jennifer's happy birthday. Here's a way for you to say, hey, I'm pretty special. I'm going to take care of myself. That way would be to lose weight after all of the roundness that has come from the holiday period. Right now, you can... Somebody said you ought to think better about offering this as a Valentine's gift to somebody. And so that's why I haven't used that approach. I guess it probably isn't a great approach to have to tell somebody you love, hey, you're fat. Why don't you go on a diet? I don't think that's very loving. But I do think it's loving. You ought to love yourself. And the breakthrough technology that came as a result of these nurses studying how to lose weight, the main ingredients, collagen protein and aloe vera in Calitrin, they get their weight off and they keep it off. Those ingredients and a little exercise on your behalf. None of the things that are in Calitrin will make you upset. No, there's nothing in there other than all natural ingredients like aloe vera and collagen protein. So you aren't going to get the jitters. There's no stimulants, nothing like that, no drugs. Please go to Calitrin.com and get on the program. Stay on it. It's the 86th percentile of success that convinces a lot of people. Okay, this is natural. It's successful. I'm going to do it. Go to Calitrin.com. Order yourself I'm saying 6 months. Because you get into it, you stay in it. There are all kinds of reasons to do this the natural way, but give it time. It takes time to lose the weight. So give it the time. Use the help that Calitrin offers and be successful. You want success when losing weight? Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. You get a $20 discount on every bottle. How's that for a deal? $20 off. Calitrin, stay with it for 6 months and you will lose the weight and keep it off. It doesn't require anything on your part except taking 4 capsules before you go to bed at night. Calitrin does the rest of the work. Calitrin.com, code DJV, for $20 off every bottle.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, that's the good news for people who like Macy's department stores. They're going to close 125 of them and lay off a couple of thousand employees, eliminating these jobs and cutting down the stores because of their own... You know, the reality is that people aren't going to these stores, and I'm guessing they're in the secondary markets. They're cutting jobs in their headquarters in New York as well, Victoria. Stores.
They're going to keep the Macy's Herald Square, that flagship store, in New York City, where the parade ends every year, the Thanksgiving Day parade. That store is probably going to be okay, because that is still a huge tourist destination. But around the country, malls in general just aren't doing as well.
Yep. So they were going to initially close 30 stores. Now they're going to close 125, and their headquarters in Cincinnati. I guess they're moving to New York. So Macy's, hold a good thought for them. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
There's Nikki.
Stevie?
Oh, Stevie, right. Who was I thinking of?
Stevie, Nikki, I love her.
Stevie, oh, Nick, yeah. That's right. No, it's Nikki Steves from Fleetwood Mac. It's Throwback Thursday time. We'll have a good time with this. We always do, or at least I do. And girls kind of hold their nose.
This week I'm okay. This is a good,
you're all right.
This
is top five songs this week in 1980 on Throwback Thursday with Doug and Victoria and Kara. And the Fleetwood Mac, number five this week in 1980, was Sarah. Good song. It's a great story song. And so typically Fleetwood Mac sounding. That's what I like. There we go. This is Stevie's voice. Well, everyone
would love to drown. I just love her voice.
Yeah. And the story of this song. Wait a minute. Fleetwood arranges this stuff. I'm on the drums there. All right, so that's number five. First week in 1980, 24 and change at the hour on the DJV Throwback Thursday portion of the program. This is one of those silly story songs that went to number one eventually. Rupert Holmes is the storyteller, the Pina Colada song. A lot of people, when you hear this song for the first time, it's surprising. The same chords over and over and over again. But it makes it to the point. The song actually was called Escape, but it became known as the Pina Colada song in an era in 1980 when people were putting ads in newspapers for dates. That's really what the song is all about.
Oh, that's what this is about?
Yeah. Oh. You didn't know that? Seriously?
No, how would I know that?
I don't know if I've ever listened to the lyrics besides Pina Colada. That's the one part I sing.
Right, so hang it up for a second.
I mean, I did just hear him saying, it's the kind of, if you like making love in, like, the sand dunes, then I'm the love for you, so.
That was what was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
The original Tinder. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like Pina Colada.
if, in fact, you don't know the song, the woman who he finds in the bar is the wife that he's trying to escape from. That's the story of the song.
Wow.
You didn't know that either? Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. The woman
really
that comes, he responds to an ad that he's seen. He placed an ad and she placed an ad. And they go to the bar, O'Malley's, and they meet each other. And that's the story, basically.
That's kind of sweet, in a twisted
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it is.
They're both looking to cheat, but, you know, hey.
Yeah, there you go. Number three this week, unmistakable song from Queen. Crazy little thing called them. I think it was, for me, this was their best song ever. I like
it. It's a good one.
It's a crazy little thing called love, Victoria. Crazy little thing called love. Who produces it? The Duke. And boy, has this found a resurgence. All the Queen songs on the 80s station. You can't listen to an hour of any 80s station and not hear something from Queen.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yep. Here's a song that was... this couple was... The wife wasn't that popular. The husband was kind of a weird chap. But together they made, if you'll pardon the pun, beautiful music together. This is number two this week. Captain and Tennille. Do That to Me One More Time.
I can never
use your imagination.
Of a man like you.
Daryl Dragon was the son of a very important and well-known orchestra leader in the 30s and 40s called Carmen. I like the name.
He was that important, huh?
But no. Daryl Dragon, his father was...
Wait, what?
His father was
we
a
just
very well-known
man. Running out of time.
All right, Michael Jackson... Number one this week, 1980. One of the good Michael Jackson songs. A lot of them. 4 weeks at number one, in fact. Rock With You. That's it. That's the list. Pretty good list this week. Thank you, Victoria, for putting this together.
You're welcome.
No fudging here. It's the Thursday DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A months-long process that began with the launch of an impeachment inquiry last September by U.S. House Democrats has ended as the Republican-led Senate voted late yesterday to acquit President Trump of two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. White House senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says those House Democrats failed to do their job from the start.
They should have called witnesses if they wanted witnesses. They should have continued and not rushed it into before Christmas. What was the rush? If it was so important, it'd be such an existential threat, quote unquote, what exactly was the rush to do it?
And Conway points to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly ripping the script for the president's State of the Union address in half.
Nancy Pelosi proved once and for all how frustrated and irritated they are that he's been exonerated, in this case acquitted.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There we are. To avoid abuse on the radio, listen to this program. Jennifer Horan has exited to become a star on local radio in Los Angeles, but Victoria is here, and Kara is here, and the Dugster is here, and you're here. So let's focus this. There's a new wrinkle, if you will, the concern that people have that are going, have planned to fly to Japan for the Olympics. Wait a minute, not so fast. What happens if the virus isn't gone? And so what's being studied here, Victoria?
Well, so where we are right now, and I actually had forgotten that the Tokyo 2020 Olympics are this summer. So 28,000 people across 25 countries are now infected with the coronavirus. That's a lot of people. So more than 560 people have died. The vast majority of those cases, except for two deaths, are all in mainland China. 45 cases have now been reported in Japan. 20 people on board a cruise ship are now quarantined in the Yokohama Bay. And so it looks like it's definitely heading in that direction. Now, Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, said that the games are going to proceed as planned, but because it's less than 6 months, Japanese health officials are really kind of trying to figure out how they can contain this and how they can block it from spreading even further. And, of course, when you think about how many athletes and spectators, but mostly the athletes, how many of them are going to be descending upon Tokyo, and, you know, think about all the work that goes into being an Olympian and spending 4 years of training, and then all of a sudden you could get there and get the flu and then you can't compete. So it has huge ramifications, and certainly it's not something that I think the rest of the world has been focusing on yet, but now Japan has no choice but to start really taking a look at what they can do. If this virus still exists, hopefully by the summertime it will be gone. But just in case, they're trying to come up with some contingency plans. Bill and Melinda Gates, I don't know if you saw this, Doug, they are giving $100 million to coronavirus research and to help any country that's affected by it. Mostly now it is still mainland China, but they're $100 million to try to stop this virus. This is no joke, for sure. I know at first we were all kind of a little cavalier about
how serious it is, but it's infecting so many people because of their weakened immune systems, because people eat lousy food as much as anything else. You'll all be happy to know that today is Professional Bull Riders Day. Oh. Not about people on the radio, but it's...
Boy, that's a tough gig.
Oh, wow. You talk about broken bones and disjointed hips and broken necks and stuff. Why anybody would do this is way beyond me, but there are a lot of them, and they travel. They have a tour every year. They go during the wintertime to various stages. I know because they're going to Worcester, Massachusetts, the stage there this weekend, but they're all over the place. It's not just popular sport down in the South, as you might expect in Texas or those areas, Oklahoma. It's popular all over the place. I don't know why people want to see. It's dangerous, and most of these bulls have not been
deformed. Well, I think that's why people want to see it, because it is dangerous. It's an adrenaline
rush. What is there
then
about the most danger that I want to involve myself in is watching an episode of The Bachelor. That's about it. That's pretty dangerous. As a matter of fact, what's the some kind of drama here? Somebody was sent home. Kara, did you tell me you were watching or not, because it was a bad season?
I am watching, but I didn't watch. This week they had two episodes, a three-hour one on Monday and a two-hour one on Wednesday. I did not watch Wednesdays because I was doing other things. But, yeah, apparently there was lots of drama, and he sent four people home. So, very exciting.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't that make you want to watch?
I really am. All right, so what I'm interested in, you know, I have a history with Pete Rose, and he, because of the obvious business going on with a cheating scandal, a lot of people have come, they want to go back to the well and interview him on cheating, and what really, you know, how does this compare to the time when you were, and Pete loves this sort of thing because it puts him back on the spotlight. So he can sell more autographs, because that's pretty much how he makes his living these days. He's out there. He goes to Vegas, I think, once a month and just sits in a booth. Think about that. It's kind of sad. Sits in a booth and signs autographs. But apparently somebody went up to him when he was doing his autograph thing and said, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And, you know, it brings what that does. These reporters are so thirsty for anything. They go back to a guy. How long has it been? 40 years? It was when I was working in Cincinnati, because he followed me on the air on the radio station, did a sports show after he got kicked out before he went to jail. He was on from 6. I was on from 2 to 6. He was
what
on
exactly
six to
did he do? Did he bet against his own team?
He bet against his own team. He bet on. He had.
Okay.
He was.
Was that illegal?
He's a scoundrel.
Or just not allowed as a baseball player?
You kind of think, okay. Does this make sense? Is this good? And the answer obviously has to be no. I mean, you're betting. That's really what this is all about with the current scandal, isn't it? I mean, when you dig right into it, it's troublesome that something like this, when I grew up, it was everybody honored the baseball players, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, the DiMaggio brothers, anyway.
I don't know. Maybe betting was more looked down upon in the past, and maybe because it's legal in a lot of places now, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. I don't know. If the people who are on the Astros team don't get a worse punishment than Pete Rose, then it does seem kind of messed up, because it's been 40 years and he's, you know, basically been kicked out of the Major League Baseball and doesn't really have a career.
Well,
and
what he's doing...
I think the Astros did things that were way worse.
That's exactly right. And that's what he said, because he wants to be in the baseball. He will die peacefully and happily if he gets into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's going to happen, right?
Well, that's it. See, he's on the ineligible list because of the same things, and that's what he's saying, the same things that have happened with the Astros and you know, who knows who else. You know, is the question he asked when this reporter walked up to him, is gambling worse than sign stealing? And that's the right question, it would seem to me, isn't it?
It's a good question.
Is that the right question?
It's a very good question, and it raises a big debate. So,
yeah, I just think, yeah, me, I don't know either, but it's a good question. The Federal Food and Drug Administration is going to, this in the heels, you know, how much stock do you put in this? Before I even do the story, I'm thinking to myself, okay, they just were the ones who said that it was okay to use Roundup. So they're testing talc now to find out if there is asbestos in talc.
Well, everybody, a lot of women, knows. You know, that women have come forward saying that they have had cervical cancer because of using talc powder. So,
well, aren't they suing the Johnson company? Johnson?
Yes.
One of the two Johnson companies?
I think they actually... At least one of those lawsuits, I believe, won. Yeah.
Yes, I think you're right about that.
Yeah. But, you know, if you think about it, if it's in Johnson's baby powder, how many generations of mothers used baby powder on their babies?
I just wonder, one of the biggest advertisers in radio is Gold Bond, what they call medicated powder. Been advertising on the radio pretty much since I've been in the radio, so that's 50-some-odd years. There's always been spots for Gold Bond medicated powder. But it's talcum, and I'm wondering, I think I have, as a matter of fact, let's do a commercial. I think I have a can of it around here somewhere. I want to look at the ingredients, all right? Carousel, hold, let's do a couple of things, and I'll go see if I can find that can.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Wait a minute, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened? I think
was
we're
I
here.
Off the air?
Hi.
Huh?
I told you, we were off the air that entire time.
You didn't know that?
No. I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah, you were talking to yourself, and I said, we're already off.
When did we go off the air?
Lord.
I love when Kara goes, Lord.
Before Victoria looked up the Gold Bond online, so
Yeah.
They didn't hear any of the ingredients, which Victoria can now.
Well, I wasn't. I knew I was not on the air, so I was just talking to you guys like I normally do.
I didn't hear you say that. No, I didn't hear that.
You also told me to take a commercial break, so I don't know why you would have thought we were on air.
Well,
that
I was going to do that, but I was going to talk about the credit card debt hotline number, which is 800-560-6760. If you want to get yourself out of debt, credit card debt hotline, 800-560-6760. I'm flummoxed, though, now. I didn't need to say that. We have, every once in a while, there are technical connections to the uplink facility, and we're not the only ones going through this. Pretty much every major network, because the consortium has come down to one. There's only one company that does this now. They have a monopoly, and they're not really very good at it, frankly. So,
yeah, let's be. I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with.
Oh, is that the other
them.
Stuff?
No, it's just because you didn't hear me say that we're off air.
Well, but I didn't know why were we off the air. Were we off the air because my connection went down the poop?
No, we just went to a commercial break.
You said
that was
a commercial. That's why we went
so
to a commercial.
Because you said you were going to go find a bottle of Gold Bond powder.
Yeah, but then you came on and said you had found
it. No, because we had already gone to break.
We had
already gone to break.
Oh, my God. Right. So what's in this Gold Bond powder?
Yes, what's in Gold Bond powder? Please.
Nothing. If you get the menthol one, there's talc. And if you get the regular Gold Bond body powder, there's no talc in it. And it's labeled as 100% talc-free. The talc is where the asbestos problem is coming from.
Right. That's the bottom line. That's the headline.
Correct.
That we buried.
And I said to you, no one would buy powder if asbestos was listed as an ingredient. Mm-hmm. So talc is the ingredient that's questionable.
I was musing about all the people that don't look at the label for anything. And then I went on talking about Vicks. Daytime child's medicine. No, that was on the air.
No, that was not on the air. Petroleum is actually an ingredient in Vicks Vapor Rub, which is
that
blows my mind.
Have been the most intelligent thing that I've ever said on the radio, and it didn't get on the air. Good
what, that
God!
People don't read labels.
What folly!
I mean, you say that like every other day.
Yeah, we say that all the time.
I'm pretty sure that I've made
like
it on air at some point.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now. Like, what is happening?
Millennials, apparently, are most likely to commit financial infidelity as opposed to being sexually unfaithful. A lot of millennials are cheating on their spouses by spending money, taking money and spending it on things, and they don't tell their spouse about it. 42% of the survey said they're spending money their significant other would not be comfortable with having them spend. Wow.
I don't think that's just millennials. I grew up with, you know, I mean, my parents were pretty transparent with each other about stuff, but I've been
in plenty. How can you have a relationship if you don't trust each other?
My dad was all
kinds of stuff. Women have been doing this since the beginning of capitalism. Women, you could go back to the 1800s, and there's a dress in some woman's closet that still has a tag on it, and she pushes it all the way to the back, and when the husband finally sees it, she goes, oh, I've had this thing forever. I mean, that's, you know, that literally, that's been going on since the beginning of time. I don't know why this is now being blamed on millennials. Let's blame millennials for everything.
Right. It's fun to do that.
Yeah, my dad buys stuff all the time without telling my mom. She looks in the dresser and suddenly he's got, five of the same shirt. And she's like, where did these come from? And, you know, he's had them for the last 10 years, but he's never worn them.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a snow moon that will appear on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's not going to affect the weather, though. The Farmer's Almanac refers to the second full moon of the winter as the snow moon. Because usually there's a lot of snow in February. This year, the supermoon is going to be one of the biggest full moons. You know, it's like the fall moon when you see that big, the huge ball. Well, the moon's coming back around to being closer to the Earth by 40 or 50,000 miles in its apogee and perigee. And so that's why the moon is going to be big and full this weekend. It's also the first full moon of the new Chinese New Year. Whoopee. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is
is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Spartacus. One of the most famous scenes from any movie ever produced, in fact. And it was the beginning of a fabulously highlighted career. It wasn't the first movie that Kirk Douglas was ever in, but it was the first one that really put him, I think it propelled him, Chuck Curry, into superstardom. And that scene has all of the slaves. If you don't know the story of Spartacus, I just said to Victoria and Kara a little while ago when we were talking about Kirk Douglas passing away, that they ought to go rent Spartacus because it is one of the real movies, the real trendy movies of the modern era, I think. And so
and that scene, I agree with you. That scene, if that scene doesn't make you feel like $1 million, nothing will. That is a powerful, really well done.
Well, the story from the movie is that really the Roman guards had just killed his wife and his child, and so he was leading a rebellion, and many of the people in the rebellion were being crucified. You go up and down the road from to Jerusalem. And there were bodies all over the place. There was a cross every 10 feet, and that was true. That's what happened at that time. They were nailing people to the cross. You know, that's where the whole business of the cross comes from with regard to Jesus, and it began in that era. With barbarians, my God, what barbarians!
And that was a Stanley Kubrick film. The man who directed 2001: A Space Odyssey and also The Shining. He's a really fascinating director.
Yeah. But don't you agree that it really, the spotlight was on Kirk Douglas? He really made that movie, and the story of him getting revenge, that's really what it's about, for his wife and his son's death, and him leading the rebellion of the slaves against the Romans, that kind of stuff. I mean, that's really what the story is.
Completely agree.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Other movies that he's been in, he was in 100 or 100,
something like that.
Yeah, a lot of movies.
You know, he did a movie in the 80s called Tough Guys opposite Burt Lancaster. It was more a genre film, but that was a really
good movie.
Entertaining. And also a big box office hit back in the 80s.
Well, he did three or four movies with John Wayne, and they became good friends. They weren't at first because of their political differences, but then they became good friends, and they had a lot of fun. Yeah, I remember reading an interview once with him. He said, we went to work when they were doing the War Wagon, and he said they went to work, and they laughed all day, every day that they were shooting a film because it was so silly. It just had you've seen the War Wagon, I'm sure, right?
Sure. I mean, listen, 103 years old, that's a very good run.
It sure is. Yep. A lot of great things. And the fact that after he had it's been 30 years since he had the stroke.
It has.
And he still functioned. He still was in movies. You know, he had to be careful about what he was saying, but his mind stayed with him till the end. I think he just died of old age, right? Did 103?
I don't think they released how. I'm assuming he just died of old age, correct?
Yeah, he exercised every day until the last few months. He was very much conscious of his physicality. He always looked like he was in great shape. And so that was, you know, that was one of the things that one of the lessons, if you will. Take care of yourself and you live, even though he suffered from that stroke. Wow.
Right.
So the life and times of one of the best actors of that era, certainly Kirk Douglas. His real name, I'm trying to remember, it was a very Jewish-sounding name because he was Jewish, and he changed it because when he started in Hollywood, there was this thing about Jews. They didn't want there was a blacklist of the producers wouldn't hire Jews, so he changed his name.
And I did not know that.
His name was very Jewish sounding, and I can't remember what it is, but I know he changed his name because he knew he didn't have he wouldn't have had a chance if he had kept the name that he was born with. So that's where Douglas came from. Anyway, yeah, that's one of the things. Anyway, we don't think it, and you know what? It's not that long ago either when you think about it. Okay, this guy coming along. The same sort of thing happened. There were a couple of other actors that did strange things or had to do things in order to get heard or seen. A couple of big actors. The NRA, who was the guy that was, and I should remember his name, but it's slipping my mind right now.
Charlton Heston.
And you're right, Doug. Kirk Douglas's real name is Isor Danielovich, and he went by Izzy Dembski before he changed his name.
Right. Yep. Thank you. I'm glad you're
here. It's interesting because Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas, and then he changed his name to Michael Keaton because Michael Douglas was such a popular actor. And you can't have the same name in the business. You have to use at least a middle initial to change yourself from that. Yeah.
But I think it's appropriate we spend all of our time together talking mostly about
Keaton. I agree.
Because he was really one of a kind, very rare individual in lots of different ways. All right, 59 past the hour on today's DJV program. Thanks, Tucker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.